For a minute now, we've had Asake versus Shehi vibes, the similarities and the hot takes online, and people tend to like pitch tents with whoever they like, so or who they want to run the agenda for or against. Now, I listened to Asake's album, I listened to Shehi vibes' album, and I think they sound different. But when you look at Shehi vibes' album, there's a song called Chance. It seems like a song where he freestyled along the way, and the production wasn't necessarily like the greatest, but you could see similarities with the way Asake makes his delivery in a song. However, when you listen to Asake's previous body of works, it doesn't sound particularly like the way it sounded on Mr. Money with the Vibes. Also, it seems like along the way he picked that up and he figured, oh, people love this sound, so why don't I go this route? Now Shehi Vibes is also picking up something similar, and it seems they have two different fan base who don't really, they want to claim first to do this or first to do that, or maybe Shehi Vibes is jacking his style. But this is not the first time this is happening in the Nigerian music industry. In terms of similarities or how people sound alike, we've always had it. We had the Banja and Durella, where along the line we were able to recognize that both were friends. Maybe it was emotion or something. I can't remember how, but they were friends at some point. And it seems Durella and the Banja had that kind of style. So along the way, they didn't become like a group or something. So the Banja did this thing, Durella did this thing. And guess what? They both had good songs, and the people enjoyed them separately. We had Isolate and Nice. That one was, I feel, Isolate and Nice was very, 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 very disturbing, because there were diss records between these two artists. If you don't know Isolate, Isolate is the guy that appeared on Da Green's album. There's a song there called Boro. Boro, if you don't know Isolate before, if you listen to Boro on Da Green's album, you will think it is Nice. And before then, I actually had a song called Subosun. I think the name of the song is Subosun, where it's like a direct attack at Nice. The song is not online, except maybe you can go to Ninja Pals. You can search Isolate and just put Subosun, then you add Ninja Pals in front. You find the song. There's also a song called Ara featuring Gino. These songs were like directed at Nice, while he's also sounding like Nice too. But and also, I think at the time Nice also responded with Photocopy. People didn't know who Photocopy was directed at, but I feel 80% of the thing he was saying there was directed at Isolate, because Isolate was like the Photocopy. But on Subosun, Isolate responded by saying Tani Photo Talon Copy. So there was like a big issue within them. And those guys are cool now. They made a song together after their whole wahala. Maybe it was planned, I don't know. But they sound so much alike. Also, we had the Joel and Two-Face thing, where Joel looked like Two-Face. He even used to do, he would do slam, no hair, he would leave the beard too, he looks like Two-Face, sounds like Two-Face. And guess what, he was signed by Kenny's Music. So it was like, was he planned or whatever? But along the line, however people sound alike, after a while you'll be able to know how they sound. Because if you listen to Shehi Vibes' album, he sounded different. He had like 10-7 songs that he sounded so different to the chants that people heard. But I would admit that after releasing Chance and he saw maybe how he did on the market, so maybe he said, oh, you know what, guess what, let me just keep sounding this way, so maybe Nigerians will listen to it and maybe they will continue to enjoy it. And nobody has there's no patent of style. Let people do what they want to do. If they make it, fine. If they don't make it, they'll move on to the next thing. Because Shehi Vibes has this melodic Ilekeo kind of vibes when he's doing his whole flow. And you know, even the flow are not really constructed to be like bar for bar. He just goes into it and does the freestyle thing. Also, Asake also has that. Also, Asake has the street lingo, Shehi Vibes has it too. So it looks like two different people trying to fight for one spot. Who says there has to be one spot? Who says so? Maybe they can just do what they do by themselves. If they can feature each other, fine. If they are living off it, maybe this is a paid engineered conversation that makes both these guys to push their songs. Shout out to them, because We even have Rem at some point sounding like Wizkid. There's this guy from Maven to Crayon. The first time I heard him, or the second time I like two songs, it sounded like Wizkid. People have always sounded almost the same. But also then when you look at the direction of branding, imaging of maybe Sheyi Vibes and Asake, their music video have been videos have been shot by the same guy who I think is using one template for like 20 times. If it works, fine, but for me it looks like he's still. I would also like to state that I'm tired of the sound, the Sheyi Vibes, Asake Vibes, and this thing. I'm tired of it, but it seems that it's making money for them. So who am I? I'm in minority of people who don't enjoy their sound. But yeah, those two guys had a very, very good album. But I think they are similar, but I think the flow or the approach to the sound is different. Same, you can say the same for when people heard Asake like back to back to back, they felt like he's saying the same thing. People said it was warming rice. And also for Sheyi Vibe, also it was like Chance Part One, Chance Part Two. The second body of work he released, is it Billion Van 2.2 or something? It was doing like back to back Chance. Maybe it was doing remix, refix, and everything. I feel they are similar, but their talent is very, very different. When you have Sheyi Vibes on Vector's Vector's record, on Vector's album, it sounded different. It sounded fresh, and that's the way it has always sound too. When you listen to Asake, like before Mr. Money with the Vibe, even in Mr. Money with the Vibe, when you listen to songs like Nzanza or songs like Ototo, it sounds very, very different because his style is working, and both guys are trying to, I don't know. It seems they have two different fan bases. One is for and one is against. But guess what? These people who argue online listen to both and they nod their head. If they play each of their songs back to back in a club, they are probably going to dance. But it seems the agenda is the thing online these days. Maybe it's not just agenda. Maybe these people are actually pushing for people to have the conversation about them. But any which way, I think they are the main this thing online now. And I don't see the reason why there has to be like bad blood with it, because I've been seeing some awful comments about one or the other. People saying Asake should do this or Sheyi Vibes should do this. But if they are not doing this, you guys are not going to be having the conversation. But so here is what I think. I think the last man standing would decide if he's going to switch up, because at the end of the day, I feel Sheyi Vibes would drop it. And I know Asake will also drop it. So every other argument, from maybe the branding is the issue now. Maybe when you look at Asake and you look at Sheyi Vibes, it looks like the imaging is also getting in the way. Anyways, here is what I think. And I think after a few weeks or after a few months, you guys will be done. These people will meet in the club, they will shake hands, and you guys will be fighting your useless fights on Twitter and whatever you people are having the conversation or argument. They are making money, you are making money, and you don't. See you next time.